So hello everyone. We're about to learn how to leverage social media marketing by Donna Sobe, a certified internet marketing consultant from Your Digital Advantage. Brought to you by Pilhalton Local Employment Planning Council for our Small to Medium Enterprises webinar series. And like I said, today we're learning about leveraging social media marketing to stay top of mind and on speed dial. I'm Tino Cooper, your webinar host, moderator, and the communication specialist for the Pilhalton Local Employment Council. As we get settled in, a few things to note. We want to hear your voice. There will be an interactive poll for you to take part in, and you can submit your social media questions on the right side of the question and answer panel of the GoToWebinar screen. And I'll be keeping an eye out for all your questions as they fly in, and our guest will answer them after her in-depth presentation. And for those who provided questions in advance, the same applies as well. If she didn't answer your question in her presentation, then she more than likely will answer it at the end. Also, if you missed something, no worries. Everyone will be getting the recording of today's webinar. And lastly, please expand your screen to get the maximum experience of today's presentation. And now for a mini rundown of our esteemed guest presenter. Donna, meet Donna Sobe. Donna is a certified internet marketing consultant with over 7 years of industry experience. Her business, Your Digital Advantage, provides internet solutions for businesses such as strategy and planning, inbound marketing, social media marketing, paid internet advertising, social engine marketing, website analytics, and lead nurturing. Over 15 years as a project manager in the pharmaceutical industry, trained in Hootsuite, and awarded the Brampton's Business Times Top Performer Website Design in 2014. Donna has helped many of small and medium-sized businesses rise above their competition using leading-edge digital technologies, and one of the many reasons why we reached out to Donna on this topic. All right, so before we get started, Donna and I want to know, what social media platforms do you use for your business? So it looks like we have Facebook. Facebook's in the lead. Facebook, and then LinkedIn is making a steady rise. So most people in here are on Facebook. All right, so Donna, they're all yours. Take it away.
Thank you, Tennille. Thank you for the very kind introduction. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I also wish to thank LEPC for allowing me the opportunity to speak to this group today. Thank you everybody on the line for coming and joining us now for this webinar today. So what I'm going to do is jump right into things and let's talk a little bit about social media in general. So social media has changed the way in which businesses connect and share with their clients. Social media marketing is the practice of sharing content and information while facilitating dialogue across the various online platforms. It's provided you with the opportunity to engage with your customers in a conversation that provides mutual value. So the explosion of digital media tools such as social networks, blogs, video sites, discussion forums, and review sites are taking the world by storm. Consumers have moved from traditional means of sharing and receiving information to using social media as their main form of communication. The term social media marketing has become a resounding concept among the marketing community. Many businesses have begun leveraging social media marketing to varying degrees, from monitoring their online reputation to developing and nurturing a loyal online community. Meanwhile, other businesses have kind of sat back and done nothing while social media continues to strengthen its presence in the lives of their clients and customers. Keep in mind that with social media, you're not directly selling your services, but you're rather fostering relationships, the power of communication. If you make it so that your prospective customers feel as though they are part of a community, they are more likely to support and recommend you within their own social circles. So essentially, social media is a strong representation of word of mouth marketing. So you should be leveraging social media because most people search online to research a service or business before making their buying decision. Often their research starts at a business's website, but it doesn't end there. Usually the second step is review sites, discussion forums. People read reviews, they ask questions, they receive feedback from other clients before even making contact with you. So the reality is that people are converging online to read, chat, share, and complain, whether your business has a presence online or not. So what you want as a business owner is that you need to be there first, listening to feedback, responding, initiating activities that encourage both current and potential clients to engage in a social conversation. Some additional benefits to social media is that it's really an affordable marketing tool. There's no need for a large budget to conduct social media marketing. As well, it's a great benefit for driving visitors to your website. The ultimate goal with social media, your presence in social media, is to drive potential clients to your website, or if you have a physical place of business, driving traffic there as well. With the use of social media, users can easily share your messages with their friends with as easy as a click of a button. Social media can be utilized in order to easily break news and announcements to all of your online followers about your business. Another third great benefit is customer engagement and feedback. The quick pace of social media allows you to stay on top of mind of any client complaints or feedback that may arise. You're able to speak directly to a client to ensure that they are fully satisfied and their needs are taken care of. So how do you leverage social media? Well, first thing you need to do is define your objectives. Social media offers many research and communication benefits, allowing your business to leverage it for various reasons. So the starting point to any social media strategy is to define what your objectives are. So what I have here on the screen here is a snapshot from a study that was pulled from eMarketer, which illustrates the social marketing objectives according to marketers and agencies in North America. This was released in February 2017, but it's still, I find, very relevant today. You'll see here that the top three objectives that US marketers had identified for that businesses use social media for is to increase brand awareness, to increase customer engagement, and lead generation. But there's also several other objectives listed here, like increasing sales, customer retention, user registration, upselling. But you can see like the top three are usually the ones I hear from businesses that why they want to leverage social media. So when determining your objectives, think about what your current and upcoming social activities are right now. Your objectives will largely depend on your current and upcoming social activities. For example, if you are just starting with social media, maybe your objectives could be to increase the visibility of your business, generate awareness, establish trust, or provide an avenue for your clients to listen and respond to your current customers. On the other hand, if you are already active in the social space, maybe your objectives might be to increase your interaction with your clients and further establish trust with customers and clients. So whatever your objectives are, you need to give that some thought and try to align them with your business goals. It's probably the best attempt of getting started with social media. So before getting started with social media, you need a consistent social presence. So what I mean by that is a social media presence should be treated like any other marketing endeavor. It should consist of the same look and feel as your website, as well as in-house marketing or sales materials. When visitors migrate from a website to Facebook page, to a Twitter page, to your YouTube channel, it should not feel like they have landed on a totally different page. A consistent look and feel for your social pages will give visitors a consistent experience with the image your business is intended to convey. So what are some of the popular social technologies? The survey that Tennille just did prior to us launching our webinar today kind of reflected what we saw in terms of results that were done through the study at Ryerson University. So the Social Media Lab at Ryerson University released a report focused on social media use in Canada. So these numbers are based on the study that they used data from 2017. They found that 94% of online Canadian adults have signed up for at least one social media platform. Facebook leads the way in both membership and activity for all ages. Use of the platform is consistently high for all income and education levels. So you can see here that the most popular social media networks in Canada, top four are Facebook, number one, YouTube comes in second place, LinkedIn, number three, and Twitter, number four. And then you see the breakdown of the other networks and social bookmarking sites, Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat, Tumblr, and Reddit. So what is the frequency of social media use? So Facebook is the place to be for B2C brands. So if you're a business that's B2C, Facebook is definitely a network you want to be on. Adoption is almost universal in all age groups, with an adoption rate of 75% for Canadians over the age of 55. It's the only social network that offers a significant reach into that age group. No matter the age, education level, employment status, income, or gender, at least 75% of online Canadians use Facebook, and at least 79% visit the network once per month or more. It pays to know your target market when deciding where to concentrate your marketing. For example, YouTube still attracts a diverse audience within the 48% of online Canadians who use the network, but usage is 90% among users 18 to 24 years of age. You'll find more users aged 26 to 54 on LinkedIn, and they're generally more highly educated. Snapchat, Tumblr, and Reddit, which are bookmarking sites, are dominated by younger age groups. So all these things are things you need to keep in mind when thinking about your objectives, thinking about your target market, and the personas that you're looking to attract to your business. If your target market is primarily women, look no further than visual networks like Pinterest and Instagram. Pinterest is the second most popular network for women at 56%, but only 18% of men use it. And 46% of online Canadian women use Instagram. So how do you get started? We've kind of covered the what and the why, so now let's get a little bit into the how. From a business standpoint, social media can be leveraged to help meet many business objectives. Obviously, to get started, you need to have a website, and I highly recommend you also have a blog to support any content marketing. Some of the many objectives that businesses are using social media to leverage is engaging with prospects and customers. An excellent tool with which to engage and facilitate dialogue between businesses and prospects and customers. Using your social media platforms is an excellent way to let your clients know about what is happening with your business. It can further trust in the connection that you have with your clientele. Through ongoing communication and regular interaction with your followers, easier and better to retain customers, increase your referrals, and enhance overall loyalty. Optimize your online presence. If search engine optimization is important to your business, then this is another reason to use social media. Platforms such as LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter are frequently indexed and updated and have millions of pages and links contributing to its high rankings in search engines. And overall awareness. Social media can also be used as a tool to add to the awareness of your business. It is one step further in defining your online presence, which will alert potential clients and customers in your area about the availability of your products and services. If lead generation is an objective, consider incorporating a mechanism for lead capture. So what I mean by this is Maybe you might want to offer an ebook for download or a white paper for download, some kind of mechanism where you can leverage your social media efforts to get leads. And of course, you need to get your social media channels set up. For newcomers to social media, I often recommend that they maybe start with two and get used to doing those well before jumping into all of the social networks. And then also, I often advise my clients to consider using a platform like Hootsuite to manage all of their social platforms from one area. It just helps with keeping on top of everything. So you can monitor from that platform, you post from that platform, you can engage from that platform as well. So as I mentioned earlier, one of the first steps in identifying what social networks to be on is to clearly define your target persona, sometimes referred to as your ideal client. So why do you need to define your ideal client? Well, the more you understand what an ideal client looks like, the better you and your team will be able to recognize them. How can you help to focus efforts on your ideal client? Create an ideal client checklist. At your sales meetings, or maybe the next time you have a company meeting, talk about the types of customers that are buying from you. What are their demographics? Why are they buying? How can we start to recognize them? Brainstorm the types of questions that you and your reps need to be asking to determine if a customer is an ideal client or not. Then the next step is identifying content to write about and share. Some of you might be blogging already, which is a great start. You know, you can repurpose those blogs and use them for social posts. What are, maybe just to think of some ideas of what to write about, what are some of the most frequently asked questions? Make a list of content topics you could write about and then create a content calendar outlining how, why, when, and where the content will be distributed. Like I mentioned, repurpose your blog content into social posts to drive traffic to your website. Thirdly, don't always feel like you'd need to create all the content yourself. Some of you are most likely in industries where you have some industry experts, people that you follow, people that you get information from, online news channels that you follow, where you get information about your industry. Don't feel like you have to curate all your content yourself. Share this third-party content from industry experts and influencers, and then maybe just add a bit of your own insight. A ratio rule of thumb that I like to tell my clients is the 411 rule. So, four pieces of content, use third-party content, creative content. Create one piece of content yourself from you or maybe a member of your team. And then always include, I like to include one piece of content that helps to humanize your brand. What are you passionate about? Maybe there's volunteer work or community involvement that you and your company do. Talk about it. Use that information and share it through social media. Social media marketing activities. So what should you be doing on a regular basis in social media? Social media gives you the opportunity to stay top of mind and build you and your brand as an industry authority. So use social media to engage with your customers. Whether customers love, hate, or are indifferent to your business, they may be talking about it on different social networks. It can be a great means to find out what people think about your business. Use social media to develop client loyalty. Committing to ongoing communication with your customers through social platforms will help personify your brand. Rather than just you being another business, you will establish yourself as a reliable, accessible, and helpful source. So on this slide, what I've done is just pulled a couple of tools. They're all free. They do have paid levels that you can use. But I just wanted to highlight to you here that there are lots of great online tools that are available to assist you with finding and organizing content that you wish to share. Here's just a list of a few of them, kind of some of my favorites. So Feedly.com is a news feed subscription site. So if you subscribe to a number of different online news resources, maybe some online magazines, you get stuff coming into your inbox, entrepreneur.com or inc.com, you can actually have all of those sources fed into one location. So all you're doing is just logging into one place and all that content is coming to you instead of you having to go to numerous different areas to find the content. And those can be great third-party curated content that you can share through your social media and then add your own opinion to it. Get Pocket is another one of my favorites. It actually has a Google extension. So as you're surfing the web and you're reading articles, you come across some articles or postings or blogs that you really like, you can actually tag it and save it in Get Pocket and organize it with different tags. So for instance, for myself, I use it to segregate my content that I'm following around web development or search engine optimization or new things coming out on social media. So I break it down into Facebook, LinkedIn. So I have all of my content. I may not have time to read it right now, but I have it saved and I can easily go back to it at any time to review it. So I really love that tool. Topsy and Follower Wonk are more Twitter tools that are used to find thought leaders in your industry, to find Twitter profiles based on authority, influential people. So those can be quite helpful if you're trying to identify leaders in your industry or authorities in your industry. So the other point I want to touch on is reputation management. Reputation management is a really important part of social media marketing. And some of the first steps with reputation management is that you need to monitor your business online, your business's online reputation. Very important, especially when you're engaging in social media activity. As well as, I haven't touched on this yet, but review sites such as Google My Business. These types of sites can't be overlooked. They're also very important. You want to make sure that you are in control of the conversation happening online about you and your business. So soliciting feedback, customer feedback can play a very crucial role in building an online reputation. So how do you start to build this online reputation? By ensuring that you have constant positive feedback coming from your customers and clients online. One idea is to give incentives. I'm sure oftentimes you guys have seen that when you go to the grocery store or a store such as Walmart, they always alert you to the fact that if you go online and fill out their survey, you can be entered into a draw for a prize. So these are incentive programs where they're constantly soliciting positive customer feedback from their patrons. And this is something you could do in your business as well to give customers a reason to review your service. Another option is to do contests or draws or offer donations to a cause or charity. Another way to incorporate getting reviews or soliciting reviews is to add links to your website. So what this does is it provides an easier way for your customers to post a review. And you can also increase the likelihood of customers leaving an online review by doing that. Another way to do that is to encourage ongoing reviews. You should try to make this a regular practice. So once you initiate soliciting customer reviews, try to do it on a regular basis. It looks much more credible if they occur periodically as opposed to clustered. Keep the testimonials spread out across a constant stream of dates. This will avoid looking like you've solicited the reviews and will appear much more natural and organic. This practice will also increase the count of your reviews, further adding to your credibility. And also, as part of reputation management, you should always be monitoring the internet for mentions of your business. A great free tool that helps with allowing you to do this is Google Alerts. If you haven't already done that, you should look into that. What I usually do is put in their personal names, their business names, so that they can be alerted of anything that gets posted online about them or their business. But it can also be a really great tool as well to keep on top of industry news. So you can actually put alerts in there as well related to your industry. Another way to really maximize your value for social media is social media ads. Networks such as Facebook have really become an environment of you have to pay to play. And just organically posting is not going to really allow you to get the reach that you're looking for. So you probably want to couple that with social media ads. So social media ads are a really great way to increase the return on investment from your social media efforts. So there's many ways to use ads, which will align with what your objectives are. One could be engagement. Maybe one of your objectives is to increase engagement. So getting more engagements with your posts. Maybe you want to increase your page likes, or maybe you're looking to increase events and offers responses. Another objective could be online traffic. Maybe you're just looking to increase the number of visitors to your website. Our social ads can be used to support conversions. So that's sending people to your website to take a specific action. Maybe it's signing up for one of your monthly newsletters or downloading an ebook or a white paper. Another objective could be lead generation. So driving more sales leads, such as email addresses from people interested in your brand or your business. And with any online activity, you always want to be measuring. So similar to all other online marketing activities, social technologies are measurable. Whether you're looking at analyzing all of your online mentions across as one overall rating, or you're just looking to track each individual tweet or post, the measurability of social activities is endless. Similar to any other marketing efforts you do online, social media measurements are more than just measuring web traffic. It includes measuring engagement as well as influence. While the actual science of social media measurement is still constantly being developed, it is pretty clear that you need to ensure you measure your social KPIs. By KPIs, I mean your key performance indicators alongside your overall business goals. So some examples of top metrics you should be measuring if you're interested in learning how effective your social media is in generating awareness for your business include the actual numbers of connections. So what you want to do is, if you're just getting started, or at any stage you could do this, you take a snapshot of where you stand right now. How many likes do you have on Facebook? How many people are following you on Twitter? How many connections do you have on LinkedIn? And then use that as a basis point. And then monthly, you're tracking that to see a reflection of how your social media efforts are helping with building your audience. There's sentiment ratings, which is kind of your online mentions, whether it's positive, negative, or indifferent. That's another thing you could be tracking to measure the effects of your social media marketing. Search rankings is, are you ranking more pages closer to the top 10 pages of Google? Are you getting any leads? That's another measurement tool you could use. And customer engagement. Are people responding to your posts? Are they liking? Are they commenting? Are they sharing? That's another KPI that you could be measuring. So with all your social media efforts that you're doing, if you're building a database perhaps to have people signing up for your newsletters, then you want to start, then not everybody would be ready to buy. So you need to have in place some sort of lead nurturing activity. So social media can be a great tool to build your database, but then you'll have to have some sort of mechanism or strategy to keep in touch with them until they are ready to buy. So two great tools I've highlighted here, two great lead nurturing activities you should consider if you're not doing it already. One is email marketing. It's a great way to keep in touch with clients, prospects, about your products and services, and even just sharing news and information, education, fresh new content that you've created. The other tool is email automation. This is also is kind of you set it up and forget it, but there's a lot of work done in the front end to set it all up and get it going. So using social media to support lead nurturing strategies assists you with attracting people or businesses looking for your product or service and moving them into a system that allows you to keep in touch with them and to stay top of mind. So there were a lot of questions that Tenille had shared with me, and a few of them were around using social media for recruitment, how to attract new employees using social media. So I thought I'd address this with my last slide here about how to use social media for recruitment. So there are quite a number of different ways you could utilize social media for recruitment. So what I've done here, I've highlighted five of them, and I'll just elaborate a little bit on each of them. And hopefully that I hope this will address people's questions around this topic. So the first one is to participate in the right conversations. So the key to recruiting on social media is to cut through the noise and find the right people. So a few ideas around that is being active in LinkedIn groups. Using hashtags are a great way to get your job openings in front of candidates that you want to apply. For example, maybe you want to have a hashtag with the type of position you're looking for with jobs on it. So for example, hashtag dev jobs would be like development jobs. So anyone interested in that kind of hashtag would see the information you're sharing about it. Or maybe it's simply the name of your company hiring. So LAPC hiring could be a hashtag to help you reach the right candidates. And these would be very useful on Twitter, but also LinkedIn now that they've integrated hashtags into LinkedIn as well. The second point would take a soft approach and promote your culture. So with this point, you want to use social media as recruiting. Know that social media goes beyond just open roles for your company accounts. You should share content that shows your company is a great place to work so you can organically attract candidates. People love talking about companies with unique cultures, so this type of content often gets a lot of shares. Thirdly, emphasize the benefits of your organization. Do you offer flexible working arrangements while your competitors demand that their workforce be in the office from 9 to 5? Mention this type of information in your social posts. Perhaps you have a dress code, dress down Fridays, or a day where maybe you're allowed to bring in your pet. It's worth communicating this type of information. It's great to convey the working culture, but the more direct benefits you can broadcast to potential candidates, the better. Also, don't overlook the niche networks. So earlier I had mentioned a few bookmarking sites like Tumblr, Reddit. There's a whole bunch of different types of online forums, probably even a lot that are related to your specific industry. So sure, everybody and their parent is on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter these days, but you can find specific candidates by pursuing these niche networks and forums. For example, developers are sharing knowledge on GitHub and Stack Overflow. Marketers are bouncing ideas off each other on Moz in Warrior Forum. Your next great leader may have just provided a thought-provoking answer on Quora. So what I'm trying to say here is find industry-specific forums that you can get involved with. And lastly, feel free to reach out and involve your employees. Most likely, you probably have some social media powerhouses working for you right now. Encourage your entire staff to share openings. And in general, be an evangelist for your brand on social media. Some companies have strict social media rules, but allowing your employees to talk about their work experiences in a responsible manner can pique the curiosity of a potential candidate. So that was my last slide. I haven't been paying attention to how I'm doing for time. Okay.
You're doing great for time. Okay. We're going to slide into the Q&A section because we got some more that came in. For the new folks that hopped on to the webinar, you just were listening to Donna Suve. She is the certified internet marketing consultant, and I am Tanya Cooper, webinar host, moderator, and the communication specialist to the Peel-Halton Local Employment Council. So there are questions that I wanted to touch base on, and they are more situational, which I think you may have addressed one of them, but let's get a situation question in place so that can give some clear examples of how to use social media effectively. Okay. So this question was from Edgar. He or she asked, how to close sales after ad campaigning have reached my target customers. So how do I close sales after, you know, paid ads, maybe on Facebook or LinkedIn, to my target audience? How then do I follow up without being intrusive and create the sale?
I would suggest, I think I touched on lead nurturing activities, which one of which includes email marketing. So if you're running an ad, they have given permission for you, if they provided their email address or contact details, for you to continue to reach out to them. So what I find is a really great tool with email marketing is if you want not to sound salesy, use your email marketing lead nurturing activity to be informative. So share valuable information that they would be interested in learning about. So it allows you to touch on them without being intrusive.
Great. I think a lot of people struggle with that. They want to follow up, but how do they follow up without being annoying? Mm-hmm. So that's a great way. Another question by Rebecca. The question is, I am a young individual working in the fitness industry. What would you say is smart content to post business-wise? Also, at what frequency should a business account post? So there's another additional question, but I'll stop there.
Okay, so the first question was around what to share from a fitness perspective.
Yes.
Things people really love are, I'm not sure if your fitness organization also includes guiding people on food and what to want to eat. Recipes are really great. People love recipes. Fitness tips could be another one as well. And general, maybe health topics. And what was the second part of the question?
Second part of the question was, at what frequency?
Frequency, that's a very, very common question. Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily, because quality is more important than quantity. So if you're putting out good content and people are engaging with it, you should use that more of your guide than to say, okay, I'm going to post something 3 times a week, 4 days, 5 days a week. And also, what do you have time for? Because consistency is more important as well as frequency. You want to make sure that whatever you start with, you can maintain. So if once a week is too frequent for you, maybe we should be able to do at least once a week, but you want to be consistent. So if you're doing 3 days a week, stick to 3 days a week. Don't start 3 days a week, then you drop off and disappear and then come back, because that's more detrimental than you just choosing something that's manageable and continuing with that consistently.
And I think the last question that this person had, you pretty much answered it in regards to what is the best strategy to build an online platform and consistency, you would say?
Yeah, consistency is the key. So okay. Figure out what you can commit to and then start from there. And then you can always increase if you find that you're doing well with it.
Right, that makes sense. So we have an Instagram question. Should you follow back on Instagram if you're a business account?
If the person is aligned with your ideal client and who you see yourself possibly doing business with, you know, use some discretion. I tell people this with LinkedIn as well. Like the people that you're connecting with, really make sure that they're the type of business or person that you want to be associating your business with. Maybe they're not necessarily going to be a customer or client. Maybe they could be a good referral partner, or possibly you can see how you might be able to help that person. But in all social platforms, I tell people, you know, still use discretion in terms of really looking at the profile, reading about the person before you make that connection.
Okay. And then we have a question from Linda. She asked, please suggest low-cost email marketing platforms.
So if you have a database less than 2,000, then MailChimp is a very cost-effective option for you. I have many clients that use MailChimp. It's free up to 2,000 contacts. Once you get above 2,000, then you probably have to start looking at some kind of paid version like Constant Contact or iContact. I think Emma is another one. Is Emma still around? I think that one's free too.
Okay. And our final question is from Julia. For LinkedIn, do you need to create an account, your business, or it is based off your personal one? So do you need to create an account for your business, or is it based off your personal one?
If you have a business, I highly, highly recommend you create a LinkedIn business page and then link that to your personal profile.
Do you have a reason why that would be the best way?
It's just more professional. And you'll notice that when you create your LinkedIn profile and you fill out the experience section, you have the option to add the logo to the left-hand side of the description of your experience. That when you create your company page, you can link your company page there. So it just aesthetically looks better. If you have a business and with the company page, it's much more professional looking and it allows you to share news through your company page as opposed to always having to share company news through your personal profile.
Okay, that makes sense. So Donna, we have some questions that came in last minute. Okay. One by Wendy. She says, I notice our company has some really negative comments on Glassdoor. Our management is not concerned about it and just wants to ignore it. Can you maybe stress the importance of addressing those comments? So when management hears your presentation, they will take action.
It's very, very important to manage your online reputation. So like when people are Googling your business, directories like Glassdoor show up on page one. They're usually actually in the top three spots. So they're right in front of the face of the person doing their search. So naturally they're going to click on that. And the first impression they're going to have of your organization is negative. If you're looking to recruit new candidates, that is absolutely detrimental to that in terms of showcasing your company brand. The other, how are they doing on Google My Business for the Google Maps? That's another area which kind of always pops up on page one where businesses need to monitor that and try to solicit some positive reviews to push down the negative ones. It's not difficult to clean up your online reputation. It can be done. So it's just, you know, it takes a little bit of effort, but definitely they should be acknowledging or in commenting and staying present. Otherwise, people think they just don't care, which right. is not the kind of impression
you want to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got a question from Julia about social media ads, and she's asking about resources and tips about what makes an effective Facebook or Google Ad in terms of content. As when she has created Facebook ads in the past, she just get an email from Facebook saying that it's not good, but there's no feedback on what to do to make it better.
Okay, so yeah, Facebook can be quite strict with their guidelines with respect to the content, the calls to action that you put, even the imagery that you're using for the ads. So I'm not sure if this person has already gone through Facebook's ad terms and conditions. I would definitely start there to kind of see what's not allowed versus allowed. And if you have another good thing you could possibly do too, if you know there's competitors also posting ads, have a look at what it seems to be acceptable for a little bit of guidance. There's nothing wrong with kind of doing some competitive analysis and seeing kind of what are your competitors doing and what you can leverage from that information. You should have some sort of strong call to action. So, you know, to really have success with ads. So are you giving something away? Are you requesting kind of sign up? Really have a purpose for the ad so that you can increase engagement.
Okay. And Rebecca has another question in regards to Instagram, but I feel like this can be for all platforms, but you be the judge. I know you mentioned in the 401 to humanize your business in some content. Do you think that posting personal content can help or harm your business? Does it make it seem unprofessional if you post personal content?
Well, you have to be discretionary with the type of personal content. So what I find with a lot of big brands do and large organizations, they usually have some kind of charity that they support or some kind of annual community involvement that they're involved in. So to humanize their brand, they'll include posts that talk about those types of initiatives into their regular social media marketing. So when I'm talking about humanizing the brand, I'm kind of talking about from that level. So it's still something associated from a business perspective, but kind of shows how the business is giving back to community and how they're involved in their community and how they're supporting volunteer initiatives.
Okay.
So you don't want to get really personal with social media from a business perspective, but definitely show that it's not all business.
Right. I agree with that. You got to show the personal side, the fun side. And I think you mentioned that when you were talking about engaging employees, when you want to hire or recruit new staff, they want to see that there's some kind of work-life balance as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, if businesses are worried about what employees are going to do, if they're just going to go rogue, then that's when you make sure... You make sure you incorporate a social media policy and train them, like have a training session with the employees and let them know what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. You set the guidelines so that, you know, when you do let them loose out there, they know exactly what parameters to stay within.
Absolutely. All right. There are no more questions. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, Donna, for trying to pack over 15 years of experience in a 1 hour presentation. Please reach out to her if you have any follow-up questions at yourdigitaladvantage.ca or all her social networks. She's on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Check her out there. But before you go, we asked you to take a few minutes to answer today's exit survey to let us know where we can improve and what topics would interest you in the future. We will also be sharing a follow-up email of today's webinar recording so that you can review any material you may have missed. That's coming up as soon as the broadcast ends. And if you would like local, relevant, and timely labor market information to help your business flourish, please view our latest report that was featured in the Mississauga and Brampton News, Solving Local Labor Market Challenges, on our website, peelhaltonlepc.com/reports. Now, on behalf of my guest presenter, Donna, and the entire team at Peel Halton Local Employment Planning Council, thank you for joining us today and your participation with today's presentation. Stay tuned for upcoming webinars on recruitment, managing employees, and an encore presentation on Bill 148. That has been our most popular. Until we meet again, we're signing off. Enjoy the day.